Samuel L. Bronkowitz presents...
Is your website purdy?
Mind your business!
Does it work right?
Mind your business!
Can people find it?
Say it! Say it!
Mind your business!
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, and presented this week by Chris Bradley. You'll find out why here shortly. Thanks to all of you for listening to us on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for following us on Pinterest. Thank you for listening in any way, shape, or form, because if not for you, I'd be talking to myself. Or really, this week, Chris, we'd be talking to ourselves. So thank you for coming on this week's podcast to keep me from looking like a flaming psychopath.
Yeah.
Are you really my imaginary friend?
Yeah, I am.
Thanks for coming on again. I love having you on here. And you had a great presentation at the Extraordinary Give last week, and given, you know, the conversations we've had about it, and I just love that you got Mind involved with it. You've been involved with these folks for several years, so I think I really should just shut up and let you explain, for those not in the know that are listening, what the Extraordinary Give is, and then talk about your presentation there for the benefit of our listeners.
Sure. Thanks for that great intro, Mark. I'm glad you... It's great to hear you enjoyed the presentation. We did get a lot of good feedback from it. For our listeners who aren't aware, Lancaster County has a what they call an extraordinary give, and it's the largest day of giving. And it's a 24-hour giving marathon, and it benefits more than 300 local organizations in the area. This will actually be the fourth year of the Extra Give, and the real magic of the event is the community that surrounds it. It's truly like a Lancaster County holiday now. There are several events all over town the entire day of the Extra Give. If you turn on the local TV station, they're broadcasting live from it. If you look at the local newspaper, it's all over the newspaper.
It really is big.
Yeah, and social media activity that surrounds it is awesome. I mean, I've actually used this as a case study in several social media presentations that I've given. It is truly amazing the way the community kind of rallies around the extra day of giving on social media. And that has really helped catapult it to where it is today. And just a real quick, some numbers, the results in terms of total donation. The first year, which was 2012, they had over $1.7 million earned or raised through donations. 2013, it was over $3 million. And last year, they eclipsed $4.5 million, which is amazing. So yeah, I was really honored when I was introduced to the Extra Give Tech Talks. This is the first year that the Nonprofit Resource Network and the Lancaster County Community Foundation has offered the Tech Talks. And again, thank you to both of those organizations for allowing both myself, you, and Chad Ruck to share our expertise.
Yeah,
in these.
It's amazing what those folks are doing. It really is. It's a true service.
Yeah, definitely. The Tech Talks are a series of free trainings for local nonprofit professionals, and the local experts that are the presenters and the panelists give practical tools, resources, and skill sets to enhance that will allow the local nonprofit professionals who attend to enhance the impact of the Extraordinary Give and support their nonprofit organization all year long. And like I said, for us, this was amazing because, Mark, not only did I present last week at the third one, which was titled The Extraordinary Power of Social Media, but you and Chad were also the main presenters at the second one, which was based on website and SEO. So again, thank you to both those organizations. We're very honored to have been able to participate.
Oh, absolutely. And I appreciate you mentioning that, because it was really an honor to be a part of that. But, you know, that came about because you've been involved with those guys. Heck, I didn't know about it except for you.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great. Both organizations are great. And Janine from the Nonprofit Resource Network, she's new in her position, but she's doing an awesome job at really reviving the Nonprofit Resource Network. I also want to thank Kelly Alice. Kelly was also a presenter with me. We were kind of co-facilitators. And man, I couldn't have done it without her. She was awesome. She added a really fun level of fun, per se, a comedic level to the presentation, whereas I kind of can be a little bit more stuffy. I concentrate too much on the material, but we kind of really played off each other. And also the panelists at the end of the third Tech Talk, Ken Mueller, who works for Telus 360, the Moxie House, Industrial Resolution, and Candy Factory had representatives there who were on the panel, and they had some great ideas and feedback and answered a couple really good questions from the audience.
Yeah.
So basically what I did was I put together with Kelly a presentation based on a couple different things. We started with social media strategy as it pertains to nonprofits, and then we got into Facebook advertising, and then we finished up with some social media tools. So I just kind of wanted to recap today on the podcast some of the things we discussed, starting with commitment and defining the role of social media.
And I love how that theme kind of ran through what you guys were doing is commitment, because it really is so important and important. You've been trumpeting that on the podcast for months now.
Yeah. Yeah, I talked to them a bit about the importance of committing to social media for the long term, not the short term. You know, don't jump in until you have the resources and, even more importantly, a buy-in from the entire organization first. And one of the worst things you can do is jump in, you know, and then jump back out and jump in. You know, it becomes very painfully obvious to your audience that you're not committed to it for the long haul. So if you've determined that you're committed to social media, then I said the next big thing to have in place is a communication plan that can shape how you're going to communicate with your audience on social media. And also the actions that you take on your social media must tie back to your overall communication strategy, including how you connect with your audience, which can be via your blog, it can be email marketing, it can be via events and many other things. So what do you want to accomplish, and what are some of the primary goals that nonprofits have identified as goals that they want to accomplish by using social media? And I kind of ran through a couple: engaging community, retaining your existing donors, acquiring donors. And this is all kind of, they kind of all tie to get to engaging your community, generating brand awareness for your nonprofit, which here in Lancaster is extremely important because, as I'll mention in a little bit, there is a lot of nonprofits in Lancaster. So you mm-hmm. need to generate that brand awareness. You know, building thought leadership through your social media activity, telling your story. But even more importantly, in the case of this presentation, I talked to him about helping to promote your events or an event that you're participating in with the rest of the nonprofit community, like the Extra Give Day of Giving. But by identifying goals, it will make it much easier to craft your campaigns and communicate in your posts. It will also make it much easier for all of your staff to help when it comes to brainstorming the campaigns and to posting.
You know, goals, you bring up goals, and you always have when you've been on here. It's important to have goals because otherwise, it's like you're taking a bow and arrow and just aiming in a general area and thinking you're going to hit a bullseye when you really don't know what the bullseye is.
Exactly. Yep. Or throwing darts at a wall.
Yeah. The dart itself is the target.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, exactly.
But I like that because it's so important. There are ways to get to goals, but sometimes I think businesses don't, as crazy as it sounds, they think about the steps that it takes to get to a goal, and they will focus on them to the point where they forget what the real goal is. And at the end of the day, what are you working toward? And the presentation that you and Kelly did, that's what it was all about, really.
Yeah. Yeah. And Kelly, I wish we could add Kelly on today, because she really had some great insights from the goal setting standpoint. I then talked a little bit about how, you know, creating a content strategy and telling a story of a nonprofit is very important. But where I really focused my attention was on, I mean, honestly, we've been told for the last 5 years that content is king and tell your story. And it's like, okay, tell your story. That's great. Like, that's great advice. But where do I go with that? Like, how do I tell my story? Like, not everybody can just pick up a pen and be like, oh, wonderful, I have a story to tell, I'm going to come up with 50 blog posts. No, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
So I talked to him a little bit about, you know, let's think about a story that you could tell. And what I said was, what about telling the story about the extra give, your entire process from the time that you apply. You have to apply for this and you have to be accepted to be able to participate in it. And then the time leading up to the day of the event, what did you do? What are some things? What are some great stories? Were there some funny stories that happened as you led up to this? The actual day of the event, what did your nonprofit do during the day? Were you out in the community? Were you participating in some of the local events? Did you have your own event? Were you appearing on WGAL or Fox 43?
Yeah.
What were some of the things that you did? And then closing that story out with the months afterward, what were some of the things that you used the donations for? There's an abundance of content from that alone. Like, what is there some direct correlation with somebody that you helped or an organization that you helped? Or, you know, did you create it? Were you able to create an event where you were able to raise more money with those funds that you got from the? So I think everybody really embraced that, because, again, it was not just coming out and saying, I'm a social media expert and I'm telling you that you need to tell a story, so my job's done. No, it's how can I wrap my head around some ideas about a story that we could tell? And I'm really anxious to see if anybody in the audience, and there was over 100 people, 100 nonprofit professionals, if anybody embraces that and does it next year. So that was kind of the direction I went there. And then I jumped into Facebook advertising. And what was fun about this was, I actually went in and created a real Facebook ad live in front of them. Almost all nonprofits are using Facebook. You know this, Mark. So for me, it just made sense to go ahead and show the attendees a live step-by-step process of how to set up the ad. I actually created and submitted the ad right in front of them. But I concentrated on the importance of the different targeting options that Facebook Ads platform provides, especially the geography, you know, how you can use a radius, how you can target by zip code. And I got into custom audiences and how you can, you set up custom audiences from your website. You could set them up with your email marketing list. Then we talked about the behavior and the interest section, I could go on for an hour about those two sections alone, but one of the interest sections that I showed them was you could target by people who make charitable donations. So again, it seems like if you go into Facebook, into their targeting options, there's a little bit of something for everybody. But for an event like the Extra Give, there are hundreds of nonprofits competing against one another in this area. So the Facebook ads, I believe, will allow them to get in front of people who – these people that may have earmarked a donation for the day of giving, but they may not have yet decided on or chosen an organization to make their donation to. So I might be interested in helping the homeless of Lancaster, and I may see this ad about, a local nonprofit organization who helps the homeless. And now I know, because of the Facebook ad, that they are involved in the Extra Give. So maybe I'll do a little bit more research about the organization, and then come November, I'm not sure exactly the date this year, shame on me, but it's the third Friday in November, I believe, I will then make my donation to that organization, which can be directly attributed back to that Facebook ad. So I thought that was kind of important to just talk to them a little bit about how Facebook ads work and show them that it's not, they may be a little intimidated by it, but you really don't have to be.
Sure.
It's not that bad.
Yep.
So then, just to wrap up kind of what we talked about, and for the sake of the podcast, we then got into several social media tools that can make nonprofits' life easier. Some of these names will be very familiar to our audience. Some of them may not be. The first one we talked about was Hootsuite, and Hootsuite has several advantages. You can schedule your posts from Hootsuite. You can communicate with your audience via different networks all in one single dashboard. You could set up alerts. You can like search for, in the case of the extra give, you could just set up a search for hashtag extra give, and then you can constantly be monitoring that. You could set up branded keyword searches about your nonprofit, and then you can be able to see when somebody mentions you in a tweet or a Facebook post. So then we jumped over to Buffer, and with Buffer, which is my favorite scheduling tool because of its simplicity, even with the free version, you can schedule across multiple platforms. You can use a link shortener, which allows you to then be able to monitor how many people clicked on the particular post. And they have some analytics in there. They have a really great mobile app, which you can use to post, like when you're on, like say for instance, I'm at an event and I'm a nonprofit and I want to post a picture, but I want to post it to Twitter, I want to post it to LinkedIn, and I want to post it to Facebook. I could do that all from just with one Buffer post, and it'll go out to all three. So it has a really cool, and they also have, both Hootsuite and Buffer have really cool browser extensions for Chrome and Firefox, which allow you to, if you're on an article and you want to share it directly from that page, you can click their browser extension and it brings up a pop-up window where you could share. So that was a good one. Kelly talked a little bit about IFTTT, which is IFTTT and stands for If This, Then That. And basically what it is it's a recipe where you choose a trigger and an action. I'm just trying to think. She talked about a couple different recipes. This is one that I have not used as much, but after seeing how Kelly uses it, I will. She talked about like how she takes pictures. If she posts a picture to Twitter, it saves it to an Insta or to a Dropbox folder, or vice versa. There's a lot of different really cool things you can do with IFT. I would highly recommend nonprofits out there check it out. Some automation, some things you could do that will make your life easier. We also talked about the Facebook Pages Manager app. That's all available on iTunes and Google Play. Basically, what the Pages Manager is, you can access your Facebook page via an app. And so where the real value from a nonprofit goes for this app is if you are out and about during the extra give day of giving, you can actually just simply share as much as you want to from this Facebook Pages Manager. You don't have to go on to a desktop computer, you know, download your picture to the computer, then upload it to Facebook, share it. Everything can be done simply from the Pages Manager app. So I thought that was a great tool. And then for us, Canva, I mean, if you have not used Canva and you're not a designer, like designers aren't as particularly excited about Canva as us non-designers are.
Right.
But Canva is a great way to create professional looking images on the fly. Number one, if you don't have design experience, they do have a little design school and they can show you how to use the tool to your advantage. But also, if you are looking to, you know, for instance, we have Chad Rock and he bangs out awesome designs for us, but I'm not always going to be like, hey Chad, can you take like 5 minutes to create this when I can do it on Canva, for instance. So, you know, it's a really great tool to create something that looks respectable and can be shareworthy on social media. But I can only talk about it so much. You literally have to go on and check it out if you're out there listening. It's canva.com. That's canva.com. And, of course, we went over the Extra Give mobile app, which is available via the iTunes and Google Play Store. That's if you're going to participate in the Extra Give. You can donate directly from the app. And then a couple others that we talked about were WooBox and Agora Pulse, both being really great tools for creating social media campaigns, contests, promotions, and such on social media. The Repost It and the Instagram app, which make it very easy if you're active on Instagram to share other people's photos on your Instagram account, which makes total sense to me for the extra give day of giving. Because again, if I'm a nonprofit and I'm out there and I'm using Instagram that day and I know I have like three or four of our volunteers out and about taking pictures, I want to be sharing their content and I want to be sharing that on the Instagram. So that
And I got to tell you, man, it was only when you started talking about the benefits of Instagram that I, you know, from the SEO side, really started taking it seriously because, you know, my 17-year-old son's on Instagram, my kids, you know, on Instagram. And, you know, and I feel like old fogey even saying this, but I had not really seen it from a marketing and business perspective until you started, you know, talking about its value.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's awesome. It's my favorite social media network by far. It's tricky to use for business. It really does require some thought. But I think from a nonprofit standpoint, if you're able to post pictures of your volunteers and what you do, which I realize some nonprofits, that's a slippy slope. But if it's not a gray area, Instagram makes total sense. But again,
yeah.
You know, one thing I'm going to talk about to close out here is some of the what some of the panelists talked about, and one of them was, you know, making sure when you choose your social media platforms that you're choosing wisely, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. The whole tech talk closed out with a panel, which Kelly and I sat in on. A couple of the different things that were discussed I wanted to mention was Ken Mueller talked about throwing the word marketing out of social media and thinking more of social media as a customer experience and customer service and the importance of engagement and building relationships with people. That's what social media really stands for. And, you know, responding. If somebody contacts you on social media and if you have a platform and you're on Twitter or you're on Instagram or you're on Facebook or you're on any of those three, and somebody reaches out to you on social media, you better be ready to respond. Again, that's our expectation now. If you're on there, there should be no excuses. I mean, it shouldn't be, well, I wasn't on Twitter when that came in. No, you should have the mobile app downloaded and you should be receiving alerts, those kind of things. So really using, you know, social media from customer experience and customer service standpoint, and then sticking with channels that you can be really good at. And that's kind of piggybacking on what I just mentioned, you know, choose the ones that you can be really great at instead of trying to get at all of them and just being okay. You know, well, we're on five, but we're okay at five. Well, we're on two and we're really knocking out of the park with those two because we realized early on that our resources could not allow us to be on more than two. But by being on two, we could be more effective with those resources that we had. So that would be another tip that a great takeaway from the panel. The last one was Ken Mueller again talking about creating a new category of volunteers.
Chris mentioned the Facebook groups, and Ann talked about that a little bit. I would encourage you, this is something we did with a rescue mission in a different city, create a new category of volunteer. You have people who are volunteers or whatever, you have volunteers who come in and physically do things for you. You have people who give you money. Not everybody can do one or both of those things. There are people who might want to help your organization out who don't have the income to give you money or might not have the ability to come in. So what we do is we created a Facebook group and a special category of volunteer who, for lack of a better term, when you think of what bands used to do, the street team, and it's an online street team. You get people who's basically their job of volunteering is to like your Facebook posts, share your blog posts, comment, you know, do things to get the word out, because everybody who likes or shares is getting you to a wider audience. And that will also up your analytics and insights in terms of number of people seeing it. And, you know, you have people who are hardcore believers in what you do. You know who they are. And, you know, you can obviously include people who do give money and do volunteer, but, you know, this is a great way to get more people engaged who can't do either of those things. Either because they can't leave their home or whatever, and they can sit at a computer and they can do those things, and that would really help you. It's free.
So in closing, I just wanted to say, again, thank you to the Nonprofit Resource Network and the Lancaster County Community Foundation, to you and Chad, to Kelly, to everybody that was involved in this great ExtraGive Tech Talks. I know they're talking about possibly continuing it into the new year, which would be awesome, and I hope we're invited back. And I think the nonprofit community as a whole here in Lancaster is very lucky to have these kind of resources at their disposal and to have access to the expertise and the knowledge that we're able to share. And again, it was just a great experience, and I'm really glad we were able to do it.
Well, yeah, thank you, Chris, for getting Mind involved with it.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad I could help.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this week's Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. And this week presented also by our social media swami, Chris Bradley. We all hope that you were helped, encouraged, and motivated by the podcast this week. A lot of great information there for you. Thanks for listening on iTunes and Stitcher and for following us on Pinterest as well. Make sure that you send us your burning questions regarding websites, SEO, social media, the very meaning of life, you know, whatever. Just send it to us through our Facebook page, the Ask a Question button on our website's podcast page, or by email at info@minddmd.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week.
Go Steelers.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
The Samuel L. Bronkowitz production.